Bumper Talks. It's therapy session for firemen. Pull up a chair and listen in on these hood rat chats.
You know today's your fault anyways, though.
After they had deployed, you're like, man, I really want to catch a good grass fire.
Yep, I thought about that one.
And look what happened.
And I brought a strenuous one, too.
Boy, I was telling Pena, that was our probably my most labor-intensive one to date. And it's because of that incline.
Yeah, that was probably the worst part about it, was those washouts and all that, the hilly area.
I thought you were going to have, well, you did have your work cut out for you, but I thought it was going to be a little more intense because it was just, there was no steady ground really, no straight paths. Very slopey.
Yeah, that, after I came on top of the hill, where it pushed the tree on you almost.
Wake up!
There's no good way to, and there were stumps everywhere.
I was just surprised by all the trash, man. I never knew that was back there, but obviously we've never ran a call in that area behind that trailer home.
I was about like you though. I thought we were gonna see something else.
I really thought we were gonna find the body.
Did you see that blanket?
Yeah.
Folded up.
Went over there looking at it, see if maybe there's a skeleton or something.
Well, I was like, I already ran over it. It's like,
sealed the deal on that one.
Like, it's like this.
Well, it's kind of discolored in some spots, and I was like, man, that looks sketch there.
You know? Dude, random clothes just in thickets.
Because my track mark was over it, and I was like,
there was
maybe was something there, but it's flat now.
On that other side, away from where y'all were, there was a Coca-Cola can on a stump. Did you see that?
It was just sitting. Yeah, there. I walked right past it too.
And then we saw a burn, like somebody put bricks in a little burn ring.
I did see
right
that.
Right there on the edge of that hill.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. I mean, that's just a weird spot to want to camp out, anyways. But I guess you look
it's
at
nice
the.
It's nice in there for the trash can.
Yeah, that's true.
Who did you talk to? You said some guy.
The guy in the first trailer house there. The guy in the camper. Like, as soon as I pulled up.
Little echo.
As soon as I pulled up, he got in his truck and left.
That's not suspect at all.
Probably had warrants. Because when I talked to the fire marshal, I was like, you know, you're familiar with 311,
he's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that little dead-end road, we ran some calls out there quite a bit. I'm really surprised we haven't run anything off 3147 over there. The one that takes 20 minutes to get to the far end of it from here?
Yep.
And draw straws with their other chief. Swap out Charlie, up here every now and then.
Until crawl the steps game up.
I wouldn't mind swapping just to be able to work out with him.
That'd be cool. I'd like a partner. I can't hound on him.
We go walk down there.
We've already had that discussion.
Huh?
So I can't hound on him. No. The man's got back issues that he needs surgery on. The old age. He's like Garth Brooks song. Much too young to feel this damn old.
Yeah.
That is you all over. Bardwell does good, and then he'll get busy with his downtime on, you know, chief stuff now for his volunteer department. But I don't know, man. I like crew workouts. They make it easier. But I scare everyone that comes by, and I don't mean to. Man, you're gonna kill me. Well, just I don't mind swapping up the routine just as long as I have a partner. It's not a big deal.
We got a walk down there. We'll go out and walk 2 miles.
Yeah.
So, wish we had a walking path, but we walk through the ditch and that little pasture out there also. Just make a big loop.
Yeah. I mean, this is a perfect spot.
Mm-hmm. I think Tito marked it, the fence line inside. I think it's actually almost a square mile. Like corner to corner, one lap.
A mile?
It's close too. It might be 2 laps.
Probably 2.
But I know it gets a little tough when we jog the concrete in here because you got so many sharp little 90 turns. So I just do multiple around that awning. But I'm starting to really like those wind sprints. I want to get to where I'm, where we park to the gate. That'd be a good stretch. Sprint down and jog back. But to your point, yes, I'm very glad it didn't work out today before that call drop.
Yeah, you need to go keep it heavy on your days off and then not so
heavy. County Sherman 1 at Branch 3 on location.
Was the, all that heavy timber that was piled up, was that pretty brittle? I didn't watch
which part?
It. All them trees, them snags that were piled up.
After I crossed the big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't
bad. Where snow was.
But they were on top of, there was 2 stumps side by side.
Yeah.
So I couldn't push like, against the ground because I kept hitting the stumps. So yeah. I had to kind of pick them up and float them over it.
You didn't really seem to have problems. I didn't, or trees that were standing, that is. I didn't see you have any issues. I just know at one point, I just saw this big clump of like a 20 by 20 tree bush just moving through the woods there. Yeah, I stayed in the back like halfway up that hilltop and was just watching. You were going opposite of where I was at. Got so close to our progressive way if we needed it. I didn't know what you meant when you said, how's it looking over there? I thought you meant, like, suppression. I didn't know you meant terrain wise.
Nah, he was trying to see what was on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know if it might have been a drop-off or something. I'd walked through there, and it looked pretty flat. Well, flat as could be.
Reminded me of those Supercross dirt tracks where they had the rumble strips lined out. They just a little more like a slalom, I guess is the right word for that.
He's going to come back and get that.
I think those days are long gone for me.
Our nephew showed up with a dirt bike the other day. I said, where'd you get that? I traded my four-wheeler. He's like, well, that looks a lot better than your four-wheeler did. So I think he got a good deal.
Was it an older version or something?
Huh?
Was it an older version?
No, he just ragged that four-wheeler out.
Oh. You had fun while those days lasted, though, didn't you?
Hmm?
Those motocross days. It's one thing I never got into.
I'd still do it if I could. Mainly because of work. I don't even care if it's back to Desert, I still want to do it.
Especially with Swan right here.
Well, I've rode Swan a lot.
Yeah.
Me and one of my buddies, we had the whole track to ourselves one day. Whole track to ourselves.
Is that kind of rare, I guess? I don't know how many people actually motocross out in this area.
There's a lot of people come. There's pros that come out there.
Well, I heard that. I heard they actually do a...
Well, there's a couple pros that live around here. One lives in Carlton, I think. There's a couple.
There's some that lives just off 31 in the loop, heading towards Dixie area. He's got his big Herbalife trailer sponsorship stuff right there.
Yeah. Chad Reed was out there the other day.
Yeah. I got asked to EMT standby that stuff a couple of times, but I always had commitments on that. I think that'd be a cool little experience just once.
Yeah.
Do they do like a general admission? Because I bet my boys would like that. Braden, I think we'd get a kick out of that.
They probably do on big race days, yes.
That might be an expensive trip.
Yeah.
You go and then you have to buy dirt bikes.
Yeah, that ain't a lie. He's already got the mohawk haircut and the...
Oh, great guy.
Whenever I went out there...
I didn't, I guess.
When I first went out there, I wasn't 18 yet. So I had to call my dad. He had to come out there and sign a waiver because he had a parent consent.
That makes sense.
And he came out there and he just saw everybody help holler. He's like, shook his head. Don't get hurt. And left.
All right, boy. Your dad has got mountain of a hand.
Yeah, there's no clear from
location. He's a lot taller than I pictured too.
There's an old picture of him. This is when they were even pulled a trailer with his pickup. Like a trailer house.
Oh, there he was.
There's the before. Nice. Oh, you got it long for the spike too.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's my dad on the left.
Goodness gracious. He's broad back then too. It hadn't changed. The other day I went to go pick up that trailer. I said, hey, I appreciate you letting me do this. It's not my trailer, it's my son's. Okay, well, thank you.
And he don't even get how, like, people think he's just, like, intimidating by the way he talks.
He just got a good stature.
But they're like, is your dad mad? No, he's
mad. Very composed, very put together. Yeah, Asha was on her way back from her San Antonio trip, and we already talked about giving the boys haircuts. And Brandon's like, Dad, can I get a mohawk? And I said, like the one you used to have? He said, yeah. I said, sure, we can do that. And I said, what made you start liking that? He said, that UFC fighter, Chuck. And I said, you talking about the Iceman? Yeah, I like how that looks. I said, okay. Get you fixed up. Asha came home and just shook her head. You recouping a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling a little better? I am. That liquid IV helped. I wasn't lying earlier, man. When we first came back and that cold air from the station hit me, dude, any quick, sudden move was going to be suspect. I was probably going to be cramping.
Well, as much as I've been sweating the past few days of work.
I'm not surprised you have any fluids to sweat out.
Before I go to bed, along with a few beers, I'll slam one of those.
Trying to think of those electrolyte things?
No, it's, I don't know. It's like a vitamin type of water. There's a little Gatorade. It's like a Gatorade.
Okay. There's vitamin water. There's one of those. Yeah, Propel's another one.
Anyway, one of those.
Body Armor's a good one.
That one.
Okay, yeah.
That one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when I was in there a while ago, I was like, yeah, I better drink some water. The color of it, I was like, yeah.
Had a little orange juice coming out.
Yeah.
We might need to.
Yeah,
this is an anomaly. So we might need to get our little hydration concoction back in play.
It's going to be a long, hot summer. Because if you remember last year, we didn't have many days in the hundreds.
Yeah, last year was cool.
Yeah.
Compared
yeah.
to this year. It's a lot hotter, faster, early in the year.
Yeah.
Or early of June, I guess, it started.
And if we don't get a lot of rain, it's going to call for a dry fall and winter. We could have a prolonged fire season.
It will be.
Usually around here towards the end of August, September.
It's already almost July.
You ain't lying, man. 2022 is halfway done.
A little over half now.
Yeah. Still cracking up over Jesse when he finally pulled up. Get ready. Yeah, everyone's excited. It's a cool deal, you know what I mean? Finally get all those guys to roll out from here.
That's how Jesse, what he's wearing, that's how he rolls to the fire. And we'll get like...
I ain't never seen him in Hey Dude, it's always Crocs.
3 minutes out, I'm like, well, I get to put my shit on. Reach back, grab his boots, start lacing them up.
I just don't know how he does it with sweet tea and Little Debbie snacks, man. On the line.
It drove me crazy.
I don't know who put that rain in the cooler, but that almost sounds like suicide out there. I don't know if I'd be drinking energy drinks.
Well, I did drink one.
I mean, I can understand morning time.
More when we were up all night?
Yeah.
Drinking what?
Drink like an energy drink?
No.
Because you're just like... It's cold. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So if you're not in the mood for a lot of coffee, you can drink that.
I saw that's pretty cool. You brought your little mini pint.
Oh, hell yeah. I've not used it quite a few times.
Anyone else hit you up for a cup?
No, we were mostly by ourselves. I used it. We posted up one place. This is a little farm ranch thing in the middle of a field. And Jesse sat and watched a little prairie dog going out of a hole. He took us some peanuts, put them by the hole, pulled back. Wait and see if it come out and eat it.
That's funny.
And then he slowly like walked to it. And he got like from here to there from it. And he would peek out of the hole and he'd just sit there and Jesse would watch it. And he'd look back, kind of smile and look back at it.
Little things.
And the next day, he's like, let's go see my prairie dog. And we're still doing that same fire.
Yeah.
Mop up. He's petting some horses and a donkey. And he sat there and petted a daggum horse for 30 minutes.
Those deployments out in California, they bring dogs.
Really?
Yeah, like service dogs for people to come pet. And
kind of keep them in the game, kind of.
Yeah,
thing. That's pretty cool. Apparently, mine's pouting right now, according to Ashley. So that he won't get out of his kennel.
Have you stopped bringing them?
Well, just. I'm going to be honest, I just don't want the dog here in my new car. But, I mean, I can get a towel or a blanket. But, no, I think Chief's cool with it quite a bit. I just don't want to overdo it.
Okay. That's the deal going on out there.
And I hate that.
That's where I was headed to go talk to him.
You got to self-police that. You know what I mean? You can't just let it go and expect whoever else to clean up after your responsibility. That is your ownership on that. But, you know, I
told you, Duke always gets up in the morning when I'm about to leave.
Yes.
This morning, he did not budge. Like, he was laid on the bed.
Did he get wore out?
I guess. I was like, is he dead? Like, poked him. He's like...
Apparently, Coop, he's just been in his kennel, even though the door's open. He can do as he pleases. But Ashley sent me a picture earlier, and he's got his back turned, so he's, like, facing the wall of his kennel. And he just, like, looked over his shoulder at her, like, this sad kind of face. And I guess he peed on our rug after being let out. But at the same time, I know that when I'm not there, they're notorious just letting him out and hoping he does. Well, he doesn't. I don't know if it's the grass being dry or if it's the sticker burrs at times, but he does not really want to. You got to coach him out there, and then he'll go do what he has to do. So they just let him out there for a little bit. Well, I mean, I kind of... I'm not trying to side with Coop on this, but you got to help him with that. If not, he's just going to go where he's at. Yeah, he's like...
Feel that breeze?
Yes. That's a blessing right now.
Usually you can get him pretty good on this side versus that side.
Especially when those doors are open. You got the tunnel. At least you got to keep your tattoo appointment.
Yep.
I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Huh? When's your appointment?
Next Wednesday.
Where are you doing?
Hmm?
Where are you doing?
Elbow piece and a hand piece.
Oh, I want to go hand so bad, but I got other... I need to catch up to you, man.
Getting the old classic spider web.
Yeah.
There, and then wolf head.
I like how you're sticking with the traditional theme.
Yeah, I'm going to finish this one out traditional. I still got a lot of little spaces I got to get filler pieces.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool little background shading things that they can do to tie it all in, you know.
How about getting a tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
You should get a pad on it.
Pad?
Yeah, sitting at his desk with his hat. I thought Nick ordered some coins.
I haven't been by there in a while.
Oh, this has been a while, man. I just thought
Pat called me yesterday. I guess he was bored. So what are you doing? Oh, just got home. Riding a motorcycle anytime soon? Just got off of it. So good. How it worked today? It's hot, man. It's wet. I guess I'm going to go to this Russ County meet. You want to go? Not really. All right. Well, I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well,
he usually calls with a reason, huh?
Not all the time, but when he gets bored.
Yeah.
He ordered a battery off of eBay, and they sent him the wrong one.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about the battery.
Well, they were about, they hadn't shipped it yet.
Yeah.
He noticed that the numbers. I said, Pat, nobody uses eBay anymore, except for you.
Yeah, as far as Harley.
You're the one keeping the light bill on.
Yeah. As far as Harley. So he's wanting to use the original brand that Harley used to make.
Yeah.
And he said, you can get about five or six years out of one of those versus just two or three.
If you're looking for that.
I have a little.
Man, I'd love to get one so bad.
I'm kind of thinking maybe getting fixed up to sale, I think. Maybe.
So you going riding? He said, yeah.
I think he's trying to prove himself to see, but I don't know.
I'm kind of nervous.
Well, I've seen a 92-year-old man
Riding
a big old Honda Goldwing.
We'll get you some. That is the slow pass if I've ever seen. That'd be about right.
You heard it?
Man.
Yeah. Oh, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here.
Is that the one with the tractor?
No, blade? A little bit.
Corvette.
Yeah.
I went to pass the fuel truck.
We've heard about two or three over here.
We passed by and we're like, what if you crash?
Yep.
And then it hit. I was like, oh.
Yeah. You remember that SO SWAT unit came by? That was wild. I started listening to radio traffic on that scanner app. And he took out an SO or something like that at that intersection. But apparently he wasn't too terribly bad. His buddies took him in.
Well, I'm in. Me and Brooks were there. Yeah, some undercover sheriff, somebody got hit up here by the pilot. He was undercover in like a Chevy pickup. And we get there and there's like six or seven DPS troopers. Somewhere.
Well, dang.
So remember, because he had to ride in with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so we open the door and there's just guns everywhere in this pickup. And I'm like,
alrighty.
Then I moved some of the stuff. There's a big badge on a chain. On
it. Makes sense now.
Somebody just had to ride in.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Yep. And some people like that. What do they call them? Diggits?
And Brooks, that's when he was trying to go looking for a spot to go pee, and he was trying to cross 14 with all the traffic going on. And then there was a stalled 18-wheeler, so he was backing up even more. So now he's like, I'm going to walk across 14 and go back like the pilot. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, no, stay here. Go over there. Then the trooper, he heard it, and he was like, just open my door on the side of the thigh.
It's a big one. Troop getting a little love tonight.
18,000 block, SN 346E. For a two-vehicle NBA involving a silver Honda Accord and a black SUV.
What time is it? Let's
see. 21:37.
Getting close for all that to go to bed.
And the black SUV is headed for Jersey on South Avenue. Units responding advised, County Clear 21:43.
Their volunteer chief shared the Piney Woods Fools post. A little impressed by that.
Which one?
The one about sending off for the deployment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect for him to share. That was pretty interesting.
I'm not a block.
I never friended him.
Done a lot of cleaning up on mine.
Kind of need to.
I've been trying to stay off of it.
I was going to say, they need to get creepers here. Like, I want to tag you on some funny stuff. I'll give you that. You do put a laugh face on the stuff, but a tag in that I think you would appreciate.
I like to get on there and just do the watch deal and watch Pawn Stars, watch all the stuff that they get, how much that guy knows, and then brings the experts in and stuff.
It's actually a pretty cool show. Did you ever get into Storage Wars? I didn't either. I figured it'd be neat, and then after the first couple. Just like Duck Dynasty, they're doing the treasure hunt. Have you noticed that? I thought of Ryan. I just saw like a trailer for it. I was like, that's what Ryan down there in Art does. I bet he'd appreciate that show. That's an interesting alarm. Is that your tone for your other department?
I've got ladder 49 for Henderson and emergency for Elderville.
Nice.
I wonder where our little dummy went.
Handling some personal business.
Justin,
I think.
Goes, you up? I said, no, I'm setting.
Huh? Someone was bringing them clothes and take the time to talk to her.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
No, I didn't. They said, where? Repeat yourself. I'm just going to shut up.
Where did our dummy go?
Oh, dummy.
It's in the back seat of my truck.
I was like, what?
Because I jumped when I put my
I'm going to clean those out real quick.
When I put my bunker pants on this morning, I went to throw my shoes in the back seat, and I opened it, and that dummy's sitting in the back seat, and I was like,
oh man. That's the new Richard.
Posted up on a ladder out there.
So we're gonna have a surprise when we come back from vacation. That's gonna be funny. Well, you got any other predictions tonight?
Nope. I got my one for the day.
Yeah, your request. That was a good one though, man. It really was. You almost forget how muggy it is inside the woods until you're actually in the thick of it. There's no airflow. So funny. You were, I don't think you were by me at this time. I think you were loading up, but Ray looked over at me and said, why are you breathing so hard? And I looked like I literally just got up a pool. I said, I'm sorry, Chief. I'll try and correct that. I'll get in better shape for you.
Sure that. Some sort of camera mounted on the dozer.
That would be cool to invest in a GoPro for that.
Stupid seat. It's like...
I'd like to get one for my future deployments.
I was literally going down the hill on the dozer. Mm-hmm. I was standing on the dash. Like standing up on the dash.
Man, I'm telling you, that looked like such a wild ride from where I was at. There's nothing gentle about any of those actions in there. And it was stump infested, a lot of fallen trees. That was some thick stuff. And right before we had to cross the crest before that hand line to get scratched that he wanted us to tie in on, I was getting along. I was like, okay, it's probably going to be steep, manageable. But then, like, right where all the clear black burnout was, it was just like the neighbor that's... Man, you know, that would have been good. That would have really helped out on quite a bit of it.
Get about 5 feet away from the line where you're not blowing the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good range you want to be in, right?
The fire, go out there.
It worked great at Mill Creek, and I know it does good for that stuff. It was just nothing but a bunch of pine duff.
When I plowed around it, I was still 50 feet away from the fire.
Yeah.
Because this is going to burn to it.
I tried to cut around trees, and then those daggum thorn bushes... I was just hacking away like a madman. That's probably how I got that little joker. Oh, picking up. Look out.
Fire.
Everyone around us. That's right by the loot.
Everyone's parallel.
Vehicle that ran off with an older model black SUV, Torque 31, unknown injuries.
I had to put some socks on here in a minute. I went in straight relax mode after that call.
We went out there before to help them out there.
Yeah, that was that one where got a little western on you guys. There's an entrapment still on fire, right? That call?
That was on 64.
Oh. The three was silent.
This is close to Lindsay Park.
That really ain't that far.
Well, it's a bit, noonday would be faster.
Yeah.
Because it's right there by 155, too.
See, I wonder how... I really would like to see how they lay out the district with that Morningside station. Kind of looking forward to that, man.
I think I want to talk to the plant. I feel like a dozer needs to go there as well versus station one.
At least for PM checkoffs and... Well, no, because they'd be staffing that. But
I'm saying because it's
centralized to a lot of where we serve.
It's a lot faster to Jackson, Monona, Chapel Hill, and Red Springs as well.
And truth be told, now I get it, it's not going to be stationary. It's going to be a modular type setup, which is actually pretty cool to see. I'd like to see that. But with our 5-ton, especially in that area, especially if we need to get to some ravine type rescues.
Did y'all hear that? That's like the fourth hit and run this evening.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a hit and run. I missed that part of the traffic.
Well, Troops is and Dixie's.
Have you not flicked that at all yet?
No, I'm trying to
see. I see that.
It's pretty good.
That's when you know it's a good cigar and it burns slow.
Might fill up yet, but
it's about to. Look at it leaning there. Might as well go ahead and flick it.
It's good for you.
There you go.
I need to put in a ticket for ours. That screen doesn't even light up anymore. Apparently it acted up on Barton and them. Oh, really?
I did it last.
Well, now that I know the secret.
It's either Chapel Hill or Jackson. Medcom
384. But I think you make a good point, though. With it being staffed over there. You gonna get your red patch if it becomes a requirement for that little unit?
For what?
The QRS deal that Clinton's wanting to roll out. He'd like to eventually see it staffed with ALS capabilities.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
It would be cool to have, you know, if we had one medic per engine or something.
Yeah. I'm finally, on a personal level, I'm slow enough to where I can take on a semester of that.
Wait, like right now, I wouldn't have time for it.
I agree.
Yeah, I was talking to
you. Dang it.
Here's a Jackson Fire. Here's a Jackson Fire. He gave us a route. 13785.
It is Friday night, I guess.
13785, County Road 384. There's
Indiana 3 problem. Units are 25. County clear 21 52.
We need a rescue.
Not. Keep
Reggie
1 off, man. Clear.
We need 5.
We need
a heavy rescue.
Yeah.
Roll up
and
light.
We really need 2, though.
Yeah,
we need Jackson and do 1,
you know.
We need a north and south service.
We need 3.
Well, I'm good with that. One's better.
One up here. One towards White House. One over here at Noonday. And, man, those guys go to all the structure fires. It'd be a lot of work.
It would.
They show up, you know, you got manpower coming on.
With specific assignments.
Yeah.
It's definitely warranted. I mean, especially in the
summer. They put ground ladders on them rescues.
Yeah. Well, and even with our elevated windows with the pier and being mobile homes and all that, those 4 to 6 footers are golden for that. Instead of a 20-degree angle that's 15 feet away from the side of the house.
What y'all did with all that stuff that was on that truck?
We unloaded it back here. We just haven't gotten a chance to really siphon through it and do that.
Y'all put in the storage container? I didn't know.
All the good wood?
Yeah.
We stacked up. against the fence over there with the ladders and stuff.
Where the rest of the
other stuff was chunking the dumpster.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do with it.
Yeah,
we did. That's what we
did. I was just bringing you all the doors and the wood.
Yeah, the doors too. We kept those.
Yeah. I totally misunderstood John too, because I thought he was wanting to actually build something down there. But he shared this with me, and I know that you're busy with your side job a lot, but here coming up, he really wants to get some involvement with Colton and Blake up here just to help fine-tune some tweaking and just go through reps. And they're willing to dedicate their off time, so like on a B-shift morning or something like that. And I've got no problem staying behind and helping him facilitate whatever it is he wants to run him through.
We can do it during the week. Well, we got staffing.
Okay.
We can, because
he wants to work. He wants to work reps with him. I think that's a good idea.
Now you come up here.
Okay.
There's nothing signed up here.
Oh, that door prop is here too, by the way.
Yeah?
It's back there.
Back there behind the shop. I didn't know he was here till the other day.
Okay, cool.
So
we really need to put that undercover.
I know. I've been meaning to move it, but I keep forgetting.
Yeah. We really need to build a steel platform.
Yeah.
Like a steel pallet put under it.
Yeah.
Because that wood's probably gone.
It's getting trashed or thrashed, really. Yeah. Just like Bardwell hadn't been through our search house yet. He wants to, but we never really truly had the opportunity. It's just been the timing aspect with tidying up and duties around here. I thought it was kind of funny though how we were just going to utilize it for here and then daggum it the next day. Everyone in
Bardwell ever comes to work.
That's a, I can't speak on that. I'm the same way. He was so excited about speaking on this though. It's like, man, I don't deserve it. I said, Bardwell, who else would they choose, man? I said, you should take that as a pretty high honor. I'm curious to hear how it went for him.
I wonder if it's video.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Heard it was going to be a pretty good party down there.
Really?
Because Mr. Van Winkle's the president.
Okay.
And, you know, he retired, and I think this is it for him, too.
Oh, wow.
This is his last meeting.
Yeah, you got to give him a proper send-off.
I think there were several little parties going to happen for him.
He had a very lengthy career, to my understanding. That's pretty cool about the Van Winkle family. It's, what, four generations now? With Ben? Three?
Watch
that
SpaceX stuff, and I said, Grayson, you could be an
astronaut. I want to be a fireman. Braden, he's already hell-bent.
Holiday Hills Road.
He wants to go to the military and be a police officer. Set. I said, well, go for it, man.
Wow. Did you slap him?
Yeah.
We poke at him.
Whenever I was doing a ride-out or clinicals at Longview with my dad, I was wanting to go to SWAT. Me wanted to SWAT EMT medics, whatever. And he made fun of me. He was telling all the Longview guys.
I can honestly see you Kevlar'd out doing
he's
that.
He's like,
though.
He wants to go to police academy or SWAT. And all the Longview guys are roasting me. Police academy?
That was a quick change of mind, huh?
I was like, thanks, Dad.
I was asking Rondolph if they have medics and stuff. Oh,
yeah,
Yeah, I did that Uvalde stuff, man. There's a lot of instructors that were wanting to help out the local departments on that.
They do train a lot in Swift County, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, Longview uses our burn build. At Elderville?
Huh?
Longview?
This what?
They have before. You go in there and it's nothing but pepper spray to burn your eyes.
Well, they have that whole strip behind UT North over there. that they practice on.
They said if we get any houses or buildings and stuff, they want to know so they can come also.
And do clearing and work on that kind of stuff? Cool.
Because they said they've worn those out so much. They still train in them, but it's the same thing.
Because I was wondering if that's something we can practice VES and stuff on. Just, I mean.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple side by side, you can get reps for days on it. You get a lot of confidence built up.
Okay.
Speaking of burn buildings, Chris with Eastman gave us the green light for the Fools chapter to use that burn building and tower and anything else.
At Eastman?
Mm-hmm. Train on. He said we'd have to get a little more orchestrated if we want to do actual live burn for obvious reasons, but just reps and even working on water placement and truly seeing what it does.
Yeah.
And he said, man, come on with it. The Eastman, he said they pride themselves on wanting to really get back, so they're all up for stuff like that. So we got some things in the works with that.
Russell works out there now. He's on that emergency response at Eastman. And he's like, man, them hoses out there whoop your butt. He said, there's about 10 of us on it, and it is spraying some water. I said, well, I've been out there before, and I said, they do put a lot of pressure on the hoses. And I said, also, the 10 guys behind you might not be putting all their...
You think they can dial that down, though? Or is it steady at that pressure? I guess I'd have to ask him.
I've only been to two classes.
I went, my first year was volunteer at White House, I went out there. It was fun.
Believe it or not, Rusty used to help out there in the SCDA, the smoke room, at the school each year.
Who? The choke?
Yeah. They don't do much outside, and that surprised me.
I had been. Harrison on the Smokehouse Evolution. He gets fired up. You can tell he likes that stuff. I took one RIT class from him, like I said, when I was first getting into it.
He did all RIT barcode.
I came barreling out that window, and he said, you came out like a botched tool. Is that good or bad? And he just started laughing.
He made me pick up a dude in brick training. He's about your size. I go pick him up.
Did you do it where you laid flat on your stomach and got your air pack to the side? Because it's a cool technique. Okay. I've never seen it. Okay.
Just get behind him and pick him up off the ground.
Mm.
And I did. Started dragging him out. He said, don't you drop him. Don't you drop him.
There's a lot.
Get out the door. And I finally clear the doorway. So I just lay down. And he's like, give that boy another quarter wall. Let's go.
That's why Hancock quit. I spit in his face like that. When I picked him up.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, I was actually happy to see you get down on that Denver drill problem. That was cool to see. It is.
I was like, oh shit, sorry. And then he quit.
I think everyone's dissing his food. No, I know he was a heck of a cook.
Huh?
I said everyone's just dissing his food. He had enough of it. I heard he's actually a really good cook. He's got some kind of homemade pizza recipe that never had a slice.
It was amazing. Best pizza in town.
Everyone raved on it. I believe it. Do you know if down south still has that other Denver drill problem? Because it was in that old Flint Station Bay.
Yeah. Probably is.
So if they don't train or utilize it, we can do away with some of that stuff. And actually really strengthen the inside of that with that setup.
Yes, we're church, chapter 17, being wrapped to a medical assist on how the heels hurt.
About the top off once more too.
Sure. Got what?
Got the top off some coffee.
You got a water in there?
Yeah, we can.
County Code, Sir Jackson, on location, carrier 384.
I wish there was something in our task book that I could use for a dozer. I've been on a couple of fires with it now.
Have you looked in your task book?
It may fit under some category, I just don't know what.
Yeah. I would print it out and put it with it.
Well, I thought about just go ahead and printing out those, the incident reports with where I use the dozer, and then once I get the, if there's some sort of checkoff or something for the dozer book.
There was for, I don't know if there is TIFMIS, there was a Forest Service.
I need to start bringing my task book and start really getting that filled in. I'll leave it at the house, that's a good place for it, isn't it? See if I can put these on without cramping. It's been a day now.
Well, I died in that chair in there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I came in, you and
you came in?
Yeah. Y'all were both just like, ow.
I think I was on the phone out here with Ashley. And
we just finished that video.
That was
I was
it.
Like, I think I'm gonna take a nap. And next time I was like, out.
I told him, I said, y'all move y'all's engine back if you want. We're done.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then I left, and that's when I.
Petey was out in like 5 seconds. We were in dead conversation. He literally just sat down. I was like, man, he's really into this show. No, he's literally out. That's what he is. Yeah, what'd you think of that guy? That was a pretty cool little video.
It was pretty cool.
It really makes you think on things. Showed him this guy named Louis Giglio. He's a Christian man, but he has a very big love for the universe and studies it and has NASA friends. And so he was tying in the splendor of God and realizing from scripture with physical pictures of the universe and putting in how perspective God is compared to us is pretty neat.
I think the coolest one was when he said that like our whole solar system, like our entire solar system compared to the
galaxy or universe, I think it's universe,
is like a quarter compared to North America. So like our solar system is a quarter compared to the whole universe, whatever, which is compared like.
So if you said a quarter down in North America.
Yeah, that's the comparison.
Yeah. Huge.
Like, then Earth would be like a smaller than a pin dot on the quarter.
Yeah. His second series piggybacks off of that a little bit. Some of it's a little repetitive, kind of refreshing you up, but it dives into your blood cell and your actual creation and manufacturing, but the way you're created. And the actual DNA cells that bind together are cross-shaped. Yeah, it's just cool how he goes into it.
I think those little, whatever you call them, those little galaxies or something that are shaped like an eye.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, it legitimately looks like an eyeball.
When you look at the eyeball, it's like the same.
Same layout and everything.
Right to the thing.
Until I thought of it today too, I never really thought about the sun being that, you know, molten lava, fiery circle in a zero oxygen environment and still being maintained.
Yeah, think about that. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Because usually no oxygen, no fire.
They've got a satellite that goes around the sun. I mean, they all the satellites go around the sun. But
correction.
Hold on, let me clarify that. But they've actually got one orbiting the sun, like, close.
I guess I didn't hear about that. It's pretty neat. That all started, we went down that rabbit trail just talking about the rover on Mars. Then if it had a docking station like a Roomba for your house.
Well, one of the problems I had with some of the original rovers and stuff was sand or dirt building up on the solar panels.
Oh, I can see that.
And then it wouldn't recharge.
So they have like a little wiper or something? Or
I don't know if they...
A little thing goes...
Yeah. A little blower.
Little wind, please. Oh, wait.
A little Roomba comes out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Arm with the brooms.
I'm just impressed, though, that the Hubble was still able to send pictures that far away.
What was a light year? 168,000?
A second.
So a light year is...
168,000 miles a second.
Yeah, 168,000 miles a second is how the speed of light travels. So a light year was some number of those.
Mm-hmm. It was accumulation. I mean, it was. I like stuff like that. I like things being put in perspective. Then he said, if you were to literally count every star in the galaxy, one star a second, it would take you 2,005 years or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of counting.
I can't wait to see what the Webb telescope.
Is that the one that...
That's the one that's replacing the Hubble.
Okay.
That they just launched last year. But it's supposed to be like the most powerful.
Is it still making its way up there or something?
Last update I saw, they were still trying to dial everything in. Because it's like several pictures, but the mirrors and everything, they got to calibrate and everything.
That's separate.
How about that galaxy that makes sound, too?
That is weird.
That...
I mean, think about that.
I saw your face, like,
they all make sound, really.
Yeah.
Even, like, I guess stars burn and make some sort of sound.
I'll have to really find, but I'm pretty sure I'm not fabricating this, because he tied in, like, there's different sounds of the universe, and he tied it in. It was actually, like, very harmonic when he overlapped all of them together. It was pretty cool.
But that's such a weird noise, though.
Yes. It was rhythmic. It wasn't, like, sporadic. It's pretty cool.
Imagine what the sun sounds like.
Man.
So last year, the Parker Solar...
Like a Roman volcano, but loud.
The Parker Solar Probe, the one that's collected by the sun, it got within 3.83 million miles. How close it got to the sun.
It's impressive that it was able to withstand that.
Yeah.
Those pictures are pretty legitimate, though. I mean, obviously we can't see that detail, but...
Well, even the sun compared to, or the Earth compared to the sun, like...
Yeah, it's like a golf ball next to just a huge boulder on the side of a mountain.
Well, it feels like it's right inside our atmosphere this year.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no denying that it was a perfected design. I mean, even if the Earth or anything was slightly off axis, everything's thrown out of proportion. I mean, it's all precise.
It's, I like that neat picture, though, they took, or somebody took, and Earth is like a little speck.
Yes. Yeah, was that...
Imagine being that far from Earth.
And for it to capture at that specific moment where it's glowing, the only thing too that's glowing in that ray of sun.
What if you lose sight of the Earth? How do you go back to it?
Yeah. Well, here's a quadrillion dollars we'll never see back, but we'll get some really cool pictures. That is pretty wild to think about. You saw the skydiver, right? That was above Earth.
Oh, the Red Bull guy.
Yes. That was pretty legit.
Broke the speed of sound or something?
Could you?
I think think you passed out for a little bit.
I would too.
Because it kind of went into a spin.
That's so crazy. Yeah, I jumped out of space a lot of work.
Like, how do you even hit your target? I mean, here's my GPS. Everyone just stand by around the world at different locations. And well, he didn't end up in some
like... I'm like, well, I'm about to go land on that thing.
Wow. What a ride.
At any point, he's like, this is a bad idea.
That was like that 1 foot off, like, oh, God. Just let momentum do its trick.
He steps out, and the guys back at base are like,
I don't know. What happens if you have to pee when you get it? Like, it takes a while to get up there.
That is definitely aftermarket.
Just think about that. It takes you a while.
Because it was a balloon. Like a weather balloon that took them up.
Yeah.
It was basically all it was.
That has to take a couple, you know, like 6 hours, 8 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully, this guy takes some time to get up there. You better be fully depleted, bub.
What blows my mind is, like, the SpaceX, them landing rockets and stuff on a drone ship out at sea and all that.
That's precision.
And they're wanting to catch they're wanting to catch like the booster from Starship with like chopsticks on the tower.
I saw Jake earlier, if they ever had a thing set up where citizens can take an entry and out of our Earth's atmosphere, that'd be so cool just one time to experience.
You can buy a trip on SpaceX, Blue Origin, Virgin Mobile Guy, whatever.
I like how just nonchalantly he's like, where you been? They got those. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, you got West Texas to, what's it, Bezos? The Amazon guy, Blue Origin.
Yes, yeah, okay.
That's his deal. And you go up, and you're like waitlist for I forgot how long, and then you come back down.
That's pretty neat.
What do you go up in?
A rocket.
Silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take a rocket.
William, was it William Trapp?
Shatner?
Yeah.
The voice of 911.
No.
What was that?
Star Trek?
Yeah, he was.
He was one of the first guys that went up.
So this dude has like a rocket and just takes it up?
Yeah, you buy the seats and go on it. They've sent...
new bucket list item.
SpaceX has sent civilians up. They sent... they even sent a crew up past the space station. In orbit for 3 days. And the top of it were usually docks at the space station opened up, and it was a big glass dome type field. And they could get out there and take pictures and stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then there's a Chinese guy. He has booked 4 seats on all civilian crew to go orbit the moon and back.
This has been another episode of Hood Rat Chats.